Hey, New Life Church, welcome back to another service online. Hey, I just want to let you know that we are having service in person Sunday mornings, 10 a.m. for those that are ready for an in-person service. For those of you that are still being careful, hey, we are thinking about you. I'm so glad that you are joining us online like this today and worshiping with us. We can't wait to see you. We can't wait till the time is right and we can all be in person together again. Thanks for worshiping with us in this way. I want to remind you, you can continue to worship with us with your giving. There's many ways to give here at New Life Church. You can give online, you can send it in the mail, or you can even text to give. But you know that. Thank you for your generosity. Thank you for continuing to support our missionaries all around the world during this time. They are very needed. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And also, I'll tell you what, if you're watching this for the first time, or maybe you've been watching online for a little while, but we've not met yet, I want you to do something. I want you to text CONNECT to our number on the screen. And when you text CONNECT at 765-347-9127, we will send you a form. You can fill out that form, tell us a little bit about who you are, and we want to give you some next steps in your walk with Jesus. Well, in this walk with God, you know, we all face various times. We all face various seasons of our life. But we all know this one thing in this walk with God. We all know that we should pray. We all know that prayer is an essential part to our lives. Sometimes we turn to God in prayer when we feel stuck. Or we turn to God in prayer because we don't know where we're supposed to go next. We turn to God in prayer because we feel frustrated with a relationship. And some of you turn to God to pray because you want your favorite baseball team to win. Oh, come on, hello, you know what I'm talking about. But there's many, many, many things about prayer that people feel intimidated by. Some people feel intimidated by prayer because they simply get very intimidated by the idea of prayer. I can't tell you how many times as a pastor I've been in small groups with people, and if you're not in a life group, it's not too late to get in a group. Really encourage you to be in a group this summer. But in a life group setting, when we go around and we pray for one another, I can't tell you how many times adults in their 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, they say, Pastor, I've never prayed out loud before. You know, and I'm like, well, that's fantastic. Like, this is the perfect opportunity to do that. And that's why you need to be in a life group, because it helps you take deeper steps in your faith with Jesus. But many people, even as adults, they've never really prayed out loud in front of other people, or maybe really at all, because prayer to them, it feels intimidating. And so today I want to give you a really simple way for you to pray. And it's a powerful thing because we know prayer is powerful. And we know that the Word of God is powerful. So I want to show you today, I want to talk about praying the Word. Praying the Word. What I really mean is using the Bible in our prayers. And aligning our prayers with the Word of God. And it will be explosive power when you pray the Word of God. And so the first thing I want to say is this. Is that when it comes to prayer, praying the Word is the best way to pray when you don't know what to say, because it fills in the blanks for you. You align the truth of God's word to your prayers, and now it doesn't need to be your words anymore. You pray the word. And so the best way to pray when you don't know what to say is to pray the word. Now watch what the psalmist says in Psalm chapter 119, verse 11. He says, I have hidden your word in my heart. So he is, in other words, he's memorized it. He has hidden the word of God in his heart. And when you hide the word of God in your heart, you can recall it. You can recall it in your prayers. You can recall it just in a moment at work when you need it the most. And he says, I've hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. Watch what he says in verse 15. He says, I meditate. This word meditate can also mean to pray. I pray. I consider. I meditate. I let it marinate in my heart. I meditate on your precepts and consider your ways. Watch this. I delight in your decrees. And then I will not neglect your word. To neglect something means to not give it enough attention, that you've not tended to it. You've left it off to the side. You've neglected it. And the psalmist is saying, I will not neglect your word. Instead, I will meditate on it. I will consider your ways. And you can do this in prayer. And again, the psalmist writes in verse 92, he says, if your law had not been my delight, I would have perished in my affliction. Now, affliction is a lot of times the very thing that pushes people to pray in the first place. That some type of life circumstance or some difficulty in life has come their way and they feel afflicted. And out of affliction, they don't know where to turn, so they call to God in prayer. But the psalmist is saying, if your law had not been my delight, so if I had not hidden your word in my heart, if I wouldn't have known your word, I would have perished in my affliction. So I will never forget your precepts, for by them you have preserved my life. So now do you see the connection between the word of God and the preservation of your life? Well, now imagine if you pray the word of God in your life as well, and how powerful that will be. Watch this. Again, the psalmist, he writes, he says, oh, how I love your law. I love your word. I love scripture. I love the Bible, and I meditate on it all day long. And one more time, the psalmist, he writes, your word is a lamp for my feet and a light for my path. Here's what he's saying. Your word is a lamp for my feet, so I know what my next step is, and is also a light for my path, and I know where I'm going. How many times have you tried to approach God in prayer because you want to know what your next step is? You feel stuck. You want to know what your next step is. And how many of you in your life, you've turned to God in prayer because you want to know what the purpose of your life is? In other words, you want to see, you want to know where you're going. Well, the psalmist, he says, your word, the word of God is a lamp for your feet. It shows you your next step, and it's also a light for your path, and it shows you where you're going. So we can align ourselves to this word of God, and prayer is going to be powerful. So when you don't know what to say, pray the word. It's the best way to pray when you don't know what to say. You can use the Bible. Now, my daddy, he taught me how to pray the word when I was in fourth grade. When I was in fourth grade, I was a young man. I was maybe 10 years old. And, you know, I was really struggling with anxiety. For some reason, as a young 10-year-old, every single morning when I would show up at school, I don't know why, but I would just be overcome with fear, overcome with worry, and I would cry every single morning at school. My teacher would have to put me out of the classroom and go sit me in the hallway until I could gather myself and come back into the classroom. And no matter how many people talked to me, I could not identify what it was that I was struggling with, but I was gripped with fear every single morning when I walked into that school. And so one evening, my daddy, he walked into my room. He handed me a pocket-sized New Testament. And we turned in that New Testament to Matthew chapter 6, and he showed me with the words of Jesus. It says, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Do not worry about what you're going to eat. Don't worry about what you're going to wear. If God takes care of the birds in the air, how much more is he going to take care of you? And we underlined that scripture in that little pocket testament. Then he turned me around, and he stuck it in my back pocket, and he kind of gave me one of these on my way out the door to school. And every day, I had that little New Testament in my back pocket. And every morning, when I walk into that fourth grade class, I would open up that little New Testament to Matthew chapter 6, and I would just tell myself, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Do not worry about what you will eat, what you will wear, for God, if he takes care of the birds in the air, he's going to take care of me. And that would be my prayer every morning. And so praying the word is the best way to pray when you don't know what to say. And the second thing is this, when it comes to praying the word, you can pray the word to defeat the devil's deceit. You see, because somehow the enemy had deceived that fourth grade boy. He deceived me into being full of fear, full of worry. And you know what? At first, I would read that and where it says, don't worry. And it didn't feel real because I was really, really worried. I was full of fear. But I had to use the word of God to help me defeat the devil's deceit. And the same thing happened with Jesus. When Jesus was in the wilderness for 40 days, 40 nights, he had no food. He was praying. He was fasting for 40 days, 40 nights. How many of you know if you go not 40 days, but 4 hours without a snack, you're going to feel a little tempted too. I mean, maybe it's just me, but in Matthew chapter 4, it says, then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And after 40 days and 40 nights, guess what? He was hungry. The tempter, in other words, the devil came to him and said, if you're the Son of God, hey, I tell you what, tell these stones to become bread. And Jesus answered, he said these three powerful words, and you need to know these words in your life as well. And Jesus said these three words. He says, it is written. Written where? Jesus is talking about the written word of God. Jesus says, it is written. Man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. And so then the devil took him to the holy city, and he had him stand at the highest point of the temple. And the devil said, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down. Watch this. Then the devil tries it. The devil says, for these three words, it is written. So the devil uses scripture and he says, doesn't the Bible say, he will command his angels concerning you. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. Doesn't it say that, Jesus? Go on, jump. Jesus answered him back, it is also written, do not put the Lord your God to the test. So here's what you need to know. If the devil ever comes at you with the word of God, if the devil ever uses scripture, he's still only speaking in his native language. And what's the language of the devil? It's lies. He can't tell the truth. So it's important that you know the word of God because he does too. And Jesus, he wasn't tripped up by it. Jesus just said, it is also written, don't put the Lord your God to the test. Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. All of this I will give you, the devil said, if you bow down and worship me. And Jesus said to him, away from me, Satan, for these three words, it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only. And watch, then the devil left him. So if you want to defeat the devil's deceit, well, then you got to pray the word. You got to know the word, and he'll flee from you. He'll leave you, but you got to know the word. You got to pray the word. Now, the bread in scripture, bread often represents God's word. God's word is true. And where in your life are you turning stones into bread? Where are you turning stones into bread? The enemy wants to convince you that living with shame, living with guilt, living with insecurities, living with unhealth, living broken, he's convincing you that it is the real you, that it's true for you, that living broken is your truth, that you can never be whole. You're always going to have to live with shame. You're always going to have a cloud hanging over your head. And so where in your life are you turning stones into bread, exchanging the truth of God for a lie? Because that's what the enemy is trying to get you to do. In doing so, you align yourself then, when you exchange stones for bread, you align yourselves to the lie, and if it is true inside of you, if you make the lie true inside of you, then it's true on the outside of you, and you will live then according to the lie. In other words, you're stuck in the cycle of living in brokenness. But the temptation of the enemy is to take your stones and turn them to bread and tell you, you'll always be this way. And that is so far from the truth. Somebody has got to know that you don't have to be this way any longer. You don't have to take stones and turn them to bread. Jesus responds with, it is written. And you need more bread so that you know what a stone is. You need to consume more of the word of God. You need to pray the word of God so that you'll recognize a stone when you see it, because you've spent so much time knowing the truth. Now, people that help banks find counterfeit money, they don't train these people by showing them counterfeit bills and saying, okay, this is what a counterfeit bill looks like. They train these people by only allowing them to have contact with the real thing. And they've contacted real money so long that when they come across a counterfeit bill, they recognize it right away. Not because they were more familiar with a counterfeit, but they were just more familiar with what is real. And so when you pray the word of God and you hide God's word in your heart, you become more familiar with truth. And so that when you come across a stone, you don't call it bread. You know what truth is. So Jesus responded, it is written. And you need more bread so that you will recognize a stone. So pray the word and defeat the devil's deceit. But here's what I know some of you are going to need. Some of you need to know this, that the written word of God, the written word of God wins against the spoken lies of the enemy. The written word of God wins against the spoken lies of the enemy. You got that? Now here's what I know some of you are going to need. Some of you are going to need number three. Number three is this, is repeat it until you believe it. Like the first time, it's not going to feel real. And that fourth grade boy that was gripped by fear, gripped by anxiety, I had to rinse and rewash over and over again. I had to keep reading that scripture. It says, do not worry, do not worry, do not worry. I had to repeat the words over myself until I believed it. So repeat it until you believe it. The word of God serves as our true north so that when we lose our way, it is our direction back to where we need to go. So when you've lost your way, or when the lie, the stone, seems to be more truth than what the Word of God says, you must repeat the truth until you believe it. Watch what Matthew chapter 6 says. Jesus, he's telling the disciples, this then is how you should pray. So this is how you should pray. And he says, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Watch, give us today our daily bread. Our daily bread. And we know that bread, many times in the Bible, represents the word of God. And if you remember, if you think back to the Old Testament, the ancient writings in the Torah, when you think back to daily bread, the Israelites had a daily bread. You remember what it was? It was fresh manna every morning when they were wandering the desert. Every morning, this fresh coriander-like seed would show up like dew on the ground every single morning. And they would gather what they needed for the day. And when they would gather the manna, they would then have to take that manna and they would have to crush it. And they would pound it into a paste. And then they would form it. And they would knead it. And they would bake it into bread. And then they could consume it. So in other words, this is what it means. Give us today our daily bread is about going out and gathering the word of God. You need to go, in order to consume the word of God, you first need to process the word of God. So you have to read it, meditate on it, hide it in your heart. You need to repeat it until you believe it. And in processing the manna, you can then ingest it, and now the word is in you. So you have to go through the process to get the word of God in you. If you're not willing to go through the process of preparing manna to become bread, you'll be hungry. And when you're hungry, you'll be willing to turn stones into bread. And when you get hungry, you'll begin to accept the lie as your truth. You'll begin to think that you're just gonna stay this way. This is just how it's gonna be. I just need to learn how to live this way. But 1 Peter 1:23, it says, we are now born of an incorruptible, indestructible seed of the word of God. Come on, that's for you. So daily consumption of the word of God builds an awareness of his truth in us so that that ultimately this truth flows out of you. And you need it daily. So repeat it until you believe it. And now this morning, wherever you are, I want to pray for you. And I want to show you how you can pray the word. And maybe for you, maybe you heard me talking about when I was 10 years old, and I was in fourth grade, and I was gripped by fear, gripped by anxiety, gripped by worry. Maybe that resonated with you. Well, here in a moment, I want to pray for you if you're struggling that way. I'm going to show you some scriptures on a variety of different things. I'm going to show you some scriptures, and then we're going to pray. Okay, so watch this. Anxiety and depression, look at this, Philippians 4:6. It says, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, watch this, by what? By prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. So you're struggling with anxiety, you're struggling with depression, you overcome with fear, you overcome with worry. This is for you. This is for you. This needs to become the foundation of your prayer today. Watch what it says in the next verse. In verse 7, it says, "And then the peace of God," do you need the peace of God? "Which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." And again, this next one's for you too. In 1 Peter, it says, "Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you." He cares for you. Now, maybe you struggle with fear. Watch this. Fear. "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and sound mind." Watch what it says in Psalms about fear. "When I am afraid, I put my trust in you." Watch what the psalmist says again. He says, "I sought the Lord, and he answered me, and he delivered me from all my fears." All my fears. Do you need healing in your body today? Are you struggling in your physical body? Watch what it says about healing. Isaiah 53, it says, "He," and this is prophesying of the coming Messiah. This is talking about Jesus. Hundreds of years before he came, it says, "He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. And the punishment that brought us peace was on him. And by his wounds, we are healed." That's for you today. And look at what the psalmist says about healing. It says, "Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all of his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your disease." Now, if one of those resonates with you, let's pray together this morning. You can pray the word this week. Take some of those scriptures. Find a scripture for you. I want you to declare that thing. I want you, when you don't know what to say, pray the word. To defeat the devil's deceit, pray the word and repeat it until you believe it. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, I pray for every person who's watching this today. God, I don't know if maybe somebody's struggling with worry. They're struggling with anxiety, struggling with depression, struggling with fear, struggling because they need healing in their body. God, we just stand on your word today. We believe that we don't have to be anxious in anything, but by every situation, we can come to you in prayer. Lord, that you are the God of peace, and it will transcend all of our understanding. It guards us and guards our minds in Christ, and we can cast all of our anxiety on you because we know that you care, that you really care. So we just bring all of our anxieties to you today. And God, I pray for those that are struggling in fear. You didn't give us fear. No. You gave us power. You gave us love. You gave us wholeness in our mind. And even though when we become afraid, God, we will choose to put our trust in you. And we will seek you. And we know that you'll answer us. And you'll deliver us from all of our fears. And for those that are struggling in their body, they need healing in their body. God, I pray for them right now. Your word says that by your stripes we're healed, that you bore our sicknesses, you carried our diseases. And God, we praise you, we thank you, and we will not forget all of the benefits that you provide us. Who you forgive all of our sins, and you heal all of our diseases. So God, I pray for those that are listening right now. God, may you give them a wholeness and peace. And God, may we be a people of prayer that will be powerful in prayer because we'll know how to pray your word. We'll no longer be exchanging stones for bread, truth for a lie. We will align ourselves to the truth. We will declare the truth. We're going to repeat it because we believe it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Love you. God bless.
Hey, New Life, thank you so much for joining us today. If you have any prayer requests or would like to know more about who we are, you can text CONNECT to 765-347-9127. And if you'd like to continue your worship through giving, you can give online at newlifeforkokomo.org/give. You can send it through the mail, or you can text the word New Life for Kokomo to the number 77977. Thank you so much. We are praying for you, and we hope you have a fantastic week.